Hello and welcome to another manager interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager John Underwood. How are you doing, Unders?
I'm well, thanks.
Does winning ever get boring?
No. It's a great run that we're on at the moment, and I can assure you it doesn't get boring in the slightest. I think one of the challenges when you are doing well, and you know, I think we saw it second half today, when you're in front, is the players can sometimes get bored with doing the simple things well. And I think the key is just to keep grinding the results out. We talk about chipping them a lot. Last year they just kept winning, kept finding a way to win every week, and that consistency is what we didn't have second half of last season. Currently we've got it, and we need to make sure that lasts as long as it can.
Yeah, it's been relentless as well in taking your chances, which you did today to a degree. And you know, was 2-0 the right score?
I think so. I think we certainly deserve to be a couple up at half time. I thought we were very good first half. I thought we passed the ball very well. Had a lot of good movement going forward. Couple of great goals. I mean, Dobbo's individual effort, you know, he broke clear and had three or four players around him. I think he got maybe a slight break as he went through a couple of them, and then he just smashed the ball in the back of the net. And then the move for the second goal, great ball from Niz. Dobbo running at full speed, whips it across, and Floody gets on the end of it. So two really good goals. Could have been one or two others. I think we were well worth that half-time lead. Second half, I think we managed the game reasonably well, but I think for whatever reason, maybe a little bit of intensity went out of our play on the ball. We just made a few wrong choices, maybe got a little bit sloppy. I think they upped it second half, certainly. I thought last 15 minutes of the first half, they looked like a beaten side. And then second half, they probably got a few words at half time. Second half, they had a lot more about them, and they pushed three up and threw a lot of balls forward. And I thought we defended really well against them. I can't remember really Jack making a proper save tonight. And it ended up being a good professional performance. Great to get a clean sheet. And great to get 3 points.
And were you ever concerned that they might just grab a goal, nick a goal somehow, and then turns into a different match?
No, I wasn't concerned by how the game was going. It didn't look like they were going to get that goal, but as we know, you see it time and again, it just needs one bit of magic from them, or one mistake, or a ricochet, and if it had gone 2-1, it could have got nervy. They had some big lads on the pitch, and they'd have thrown the ball forward. So while it was 2-0, we were reasonably happy, but you know, we're on the sidelines really hoping we get that third goal and finish them off, and we weren't quite able to do it.
And it's a tough thing to ask, isn't it? Obviously you were away at Merthyr last week, similar for Tiverton coming up here. You know, the league asks a lot of these players.
Yeah, it's a tough, relentless league. They had, I think they said they left at 2:30 and they turned up about 10 to 7. So it's tough. It's tough when lads are doing a day's work, maybe getting into work early to get away early. And it's hard. It's hard to go away midweek and win in this league. And that was why, obviously, what we did last week was so kind of sensational, really. It's difficult. You get heavy-legged. And I think we started and we were much brighter than them first half. And that was our intention, to get out there and have a fast start and get in front. And it worked out that way. Yeah, reasonably comfortable. You can never be too comfortable, but I thought we certainly well deserved the points.
And another clean sheet, you know, after last week's conceding 4 in, what, 18, 19 minutes, something like that, to now go another, you know, 180 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, before Saturday, there'd been 7 games where we hadn't kept a clean sheet, which isn't like us. We've been defending well early part of this season, so I think we've been falling behind too often, as we've said several times. So it was pleasing how we defended tonight. I thought the back four defended very tight, very narrow, and did a good job tonight.
And now on to Kettering at the weekend. It's a tough challenge.
Yeah, massive game. It's a game we'll look forward to. It's difficult there. It's a tough place to go. I know, I think 100% record in the league at home. We've seen they've got beaten in the FA Cup tonight. So that they are beatable there, and we'll go there with lots of confidence. It'll be a very, very different game to tonight, just in terms of the pitch we play on and the way they play. So it's a different kind of challenge for us. It's up to us to kind of come up with a game plan to go there and get a positive result Saturday.
And in terms of the team, you obviously moved a few players around tonight, gave some minutes to some other players. Will you do the same Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it won't be the same side Saturday. We up until today, we'd kind of relied on the same kind of maybe 11, 12 players in the past kind of 3 games. And Thought one or two looked a little bit leggy Saturday. We made changes in the middle of the park today to give us a bit of a freshness in there, and I thought Sean and Webby did a really good job in there tonight. We also took Wellesley out, who's played very well, but he's played every league and FA Cup game, and these lads can't play every game Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. It's relentless, so we need to find a way of tweaking it without overdoing it, and we're just trying to get that balance right. And I think more often than not at the moment we just got to keep trying to keep everybody involved, give people a breather when we can. There's a lot of games coming up, a lot of different competitions, and we'll keep mixing up in the coming weeks.
And from Kettering on Saturday, what do you hope? We'll go there and win, get a draw? What are you looking for?
We never go into any game playing for a draw, and we won't be doing that Saturday. But we certainly don't want to lose Saturday. I think it's important. We've got ourselves above them. They've got a game in hand. They're one of our rivals. They've beaten us once already. We can't let them beat us again. So sitting here now, if we got a point and put in a good performance, I'd be happy with that. But we'll go there and see if we can get a win.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thanks, John. Thanks. Cheers.